This is Morning Edition here on 89.1 KUAR. It's 6:45. Voters in Arkansas's largest school district will get to decide tomorrow on a proposal to extend 12.4 mils of property tax for 14 years beyond the current expiration date, the year 2033. The issue has divided Little Rock's leaders as well. On one side, those who say the resulting $160 million in refinanced bond money would help bring the LRC's facilities up to date. On the other, those who say the plan lacks fiscal responsibility at a time of budget cuts during the absence of a locally elected school board in the state-controlled district. This morning, we hear from LRSD Superintendent Mike Poor. He spoke to KUAR's Chris Hickey about why he thinks the plan is needed for buildings in the district, which still carries the state label of academic distress.
What we're really trying to do is, much like what a homeowner does, of extending our debt and using what we have as a bond and refinancing it, much like you would with a second loan on your home. We've tried to be very cautious in all of our projections and our financing numbers. We've tried to make sure that we've made the appropriate reductions in staff so that we're going to be healthy on our operation side. We've been very collaborative with a variety of different people, from people that deal with financing of school bonds to our own staff, and also trying to make sure business leaders, to let them look at this to say, does this make sense?
Could you describe what the money will be going to fund? I know that you have plans to improve facilities in the district.
Yeah, you know, this is what's exciting. It actually touches every single campus. A large part of our resources for this goes towards schools that are south of the interstate that divides our community, and it goes to campuses that have sorely needed attention. These are projects that a study, the Fannie Howey study, produced $340 million worth of needs. This was in 2014, and now we're trying to tackle it, at least portion of it. And this is nothing that's extravagant. This is about roofs. This is about air conditioning units. This is about windows. It's about trying to make sure that we have air handler units that work. These are things that have been on the docket, so to speak, in need in this district for years and years and years. And, of course, one of the other big parts of this is to go build a high school in the Southwest. And that's a promise that was delivered to this community. And I've said since the get-go that it's my intent to go build that high school and have Fair and McClellan combined. And certainly we're going to do that.
Your predecessor, former Superintendent Baker Curris, recently wrote an essay where he starts out by saying he's never voted against a school tax in his life, but he'll be voting against this tax. And he basically goes on to say it's imprudent for the district to take on additional debt at a time when it faces great uncertainty, and the LRSD should instead focus on balancing its budget and stabilizing enrollment. What do you say to that?
Well, first off, you know, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Baker, and he did several things that I think have helped this district. He reduced the budget by about $30 million. We've since then reduced the budget by another $11 million, so we have got our operational side in place. The other thing that I would share is that I think that our form of collaboration of multiple entities looking at our package and trying to create the best avenue to move forward is really sound. Baker took a stance, but he also took a stance in 2015. And in 2015, he presented to the Civic Advisory Group a package that's very similar to ours. Bottom line, we feel like we've got a package that will allow our district to move forward and really make a difference for kids.
Another of the primary arguments made by opponents of this millage extension is that despite the good intentions for wanting to improve facilities, the district would be making a major financial commitment without being held accountable to a locally elected school board, and that this is further evidence that there's little interest in giving the district back over to local control. What's your response to that?
Well, I think there's been numerous districts that have gone through this distress tag for both educational reasons, fiscal reasons, and facility reasons, and some of them have passed things that are a part of moving their district forward and done different things to improve facilities. Little Rock needs to do the same thing. The community as a whole gets to weigh in on this issue and say they believe in it or don't believe in it with their vote. And the final thing is that I will promise the community that we'll have a commissioner, a task force to come in and hear how these projects are being executed and then help report that back out to the community. And that's something that I can guarantee we will do if we're successful.
School District Superintendent Mike Poor, thank you for joining me again.
I wish the listeners well, and remember that on Tuesday, your voting spots are the same voting spots that you can go to on any election for a state or national election. That's where your polling location will be.
That was the Little Rock School District Superintendent Mike Poore speaking with KUAR's Chris Hickey. You can tune in tomorrow at this time to hear a voice on the other side of the millage vote. This is KUAR.